Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and as always, you are tuning into Township's Daily News Bits. On this episode, I welcome Lisa Payne, Assistant Director of Capesboro Missisquam's Vocational Training, who chatted with us about the welding and fitting competition that took place on Friday, February 24th, and about what Capesboro Missisquam has to offer to the local community. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I know that last Friday, the Capesboro Missisquam hosted the welding and fitting competition. I was just wondering if you could please start off, Lisa, by just telling our listeners as to what this competition is exactly and what does it involve?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me. Anytime I get to spotlight where I work here at Missisquam campus, especially the professional training, the vocational education, I just could talk for hours. So I'll start, sure. So every 4 years, just like the Olympics, Compétences Québec, which is an organization that really looks at all the different professional training programs and vocational trades, every 4 years, they launch an Olympics. So in the province of Quebec, any program can decide, oh, yes, please, I'd like to participate. This year in our center, we had the welding and fitting department say, oh, me, us, please. And so there were four centers in Estrie. So first it really goes by territory. So four centers in Estrie, and we put our hats, our names in a hat, and our name came out to be the host this year of the Olympics in welding and fitting for Estrie. So the first step in the Olympics was to really find our candidates in-house. So we had our teacher, Sébastien Jodoin, who's very committed and loves what he does and encouraging students. This is a lot of work for him. He came in on weekends, and it's a big commitment for the students as well to start training for the Olympics. We originally had five students in our center, and we wanted to find the two best ones, or the two who were really going to show off their best skills. And sure enough, we came up with Josué Snyder and Jeremy Waltz. And those are the two that were going to represent CBM. And so last Friday, we were the host of four centers, Windsor, Levin-Ketchner, and Sherbrooke, LVTC, the Lennoxville Training Vocational Center, and us. And we invited everybody to come. There were lots of people, some dignitaries. It was such a great event. And what happens is there's four different events, which is really taking them through their program in different kinds of welding. So there's TIG and MIG and aluminum and stainless. And they had projects that they had to do and sustain very serious parameters around those projects and obviously on a time limit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. I know that there were four different projects that they had to do. I was going to ask you if you could touch a little bit on that and what sort of projects were asked of the students during the competition exactly.
So basically they get drawings and then they have to recreate what that drawing is. So they have to put into practice everything that they've learned in terms of reading a plan. They have to make sure their measurements are correct. They have to make sure they're applying the right heat, the right style, the right pressure, all of that. I can't say the projects weren't something necessarily that you would take home and be like, oh, look, Mom, look what I made. It's not something very useful necessarily. It could be a part for a car. It could be a part that you would use in some kind of industrial sense. So they're a little abstract to me, if I'm being honest, but students had, for the first one, they had 2 hours. For the second one, I believe they had 45 minutes, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. The projects were all judged by professionals in the field, so professionals in different, who own different welding shops. We had one gentleman who's actually been a judge in Switzerland in this competition, and who's been a judge in the States. So it was all very, very, very high bar stuff.
That's great. And are you able to tell us a little bit about what the final results were of the competition? Who took home the gold medal?
Well, we're very, very happy to announce that we actually took home the gold medal.
Awesome.
So Josué Snyder from CBM is the one who took home the gold medal. He had the most points. So each project, they would basically start with a total amount of points and then they would deduct points for different errors and things. So Josué had the most points at the end, followed by Alexis Lagrandeur from Le Centre XP in Windsor. So those two gentlemen will be heading to Quebec City to represent SC in the provincials. So everybody from the province of Quebec in this industry will be there, and they'll go through the same thing. They'll have a day of different projects, and hopefully we'll take home that medal. And then hopefully it's Josue who will then go on to the Nationals in Winnipeg.
Oh, wow. So there's a national competition as well. Wow.
Exactly. Okay. And then there's a world competition as well.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know this. This is crazy.
It's a really, really very prestigious event. So there's banners involved. Competence Quebec is the one who comes and supports through all this. And it's really a great way to shine a light on vocational trades.
Yes.
And for us being the host, it was, I'm not going to lie, it was a little stressful and a lot of work for sure. But we got a lot of people into our center, which is always a great thing. And it really opens people's eyes to the magic that can happen when students are so engaged and involved in what they're doing.
Yes, for sure. And if there's a national competition, like, what sort of opportunity does this provide the person who actually wins these competitions? Do they get like a bursary to continue their schooling, or is it really just to shine light on the skills and what they bring to the table?
There's so many possibilities. But just for our regional competition that we held on Friday, we did have sponsors come in and give all sorts of gifts to all the participants. There were some bursaries awarded as well from different sponsors. So at the national level, and then again at the world level, and also the provincial level, there's all those opportunities as well for sponsors to come in. And so jobs, people coming in to say, hey, come and work for us. This is how much we can offer you, as well as bursaries. Like this, the list goes on and on. A lot of students come into welding to then go do something else afterwards. A lot of people think, oh, vocational training is just, you know, for those who can't do other things. It's really a jumping, a springboard, or just a big step into something else. Like if you want to become an engineer, if you want to become, I mean, whatever it is that you want to do after welding. So these bursaries can definitely come in handy for anyone to next step as well.
Yeah, exactly. To continue on in their passion and to find what they love to do. My next question was exactly that, was what is the overall goal of the event? But it seems to be a time where students can put their skills to the test, but it's also a time for them to show what they can do, and also to discover what else they might want to do moving forward.
It's a great networking opportunity as well for them. Most likely there'll be lots of dignitaries and that sort of thing. So it's a great time for students to be really proud of what they've done and where they are and the choices they've made so far to make themselves get here. So, yeah.
Now, you must be so proud to have one of your students from the campus be representing the S3. That's so great.
I mean, we were beaming with pride, but to be honest, for all of the participants that participated that were here on Friday, they all gave their best. There are lots and lots of ladies in the program. There were no ladies represented here. It was really 8 young gentlemen who were all so just lovely people. So I'm just really proud of the whole event, really, and everybody who participated, the people who came, the judges, the floor managers. A huge shout out and thank you to all our sponsors who helped make it possible. You know, buying the materials and that sort of thing, it can get really expensive for a center who doesn't necessarily have the means to do that on our own. So it was really wonderful. A big, big team effort.
Great. Now that I have you on the phone with me, Lisa, I know that welding is just one of the many vocational trades that the campus Brough Mississauga offers. So I was just wondering if maybe you would like to speak a little bit a bit more about what is offered to people here in Brough Mississauga, for anyone who might be listening to this and they might be interested in getting back into school or getting back into a trade that they might have never thought of even taking on.
Absolutely. I'm very happy to talk about it. Like I said, it could be a long time. So first of all, a lot of our programs are offered either 5 days a week or 3 days a week. We're actually starting a new program this fall with Massey Vanier High School students who were successful in Secondary 3 in English, French, and Math. They can actually start a DEP while they're finishing their high school.
Okay.
It's wonderful. It's called the 2 for U program, basically 2 diplomas for you. And it's not for students who are struggling, unfortunately. It's for successful students who can really handle this kind of thing, and it gives them a head start. And to finish high school, they only need to do English, Math, and French after Secondary 3. And while they're doing their DP, they get the credit to give them both diplomas. So
Oh, wow.
First I wanted to give a little shout out to that.
Yeah, that's really interesting. That's different.
It's a really great pathway that we've been working on with the French system for some time now. What makes CBM so unique is that we really do come from both school boards. So we're ETSB and we're also valedictoire.
Yes.
So all of our courses are offered in French and in English. And your materials can be in French or in English. Your exams in French or in English. So that's a really bonus. It's a plus. A lot of Anglophones have said, I'm so glad because I get to know all the terms and things in French, even though I'm an Anglophone. And I don't necessarily want to work in French, but I can understand what's happening because I've been in the setting.
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, listen, we have hairdressing, we have computer graphics. Our heavy trades consist of machining, welding, and industrial mechanics. Now, industrial mechanics is a great program for anybody who wants to be involved in heavy trade but doesn't necessarily know which one. Industrial mechanics is the one for you. Touches on all three of them, gets into electricity, hydraulics. Great for people maybe who have a farming background. It's a really great program. And you can come out of this program into a job making like $50 and $60 an hour. It's a popular one. Then we get into our food ones. We have professional cooking, of course. We have a butchery program that's very popular. It's a shorter program, and it's really based on practice. And I think it's like 70% practice and 30% theory, so also a great program. We have a food and beverage services program, and then we have the commerce programs, which is secretarial studies and accounting.
Wow, so you touch a little bit of everything.
We're a small center with quite a few programs, which is good for us, but also good for the general population. We do have some points of service as well. We love it when people come to visit us. We have a butchery shop that's open. We have our restaurant that's open 2 days a week for lunch. And we also have our hair salon that you can make an appointment and get all beautiful.
So it kind of gets the community involved too and gets to know your campus a little bit.
That's what we're hoping for, you know. Come on in and have a chat with us. Anything's possible. In our building, there is also the Adult Ed, Adult General Education,
yes.
And we partner with them a lot too. If you need to finish up some credits towards your high school leaving, again, you can start a DP working and work together with us on that as well. We have a big student services team, so if you need to see a guidance counselor, if you need some help in any kind of area of study, we have a resource person, we have a psychoeducator, we have a social work technician. We're all systems go over here.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Lisa. Those were all the questions that I had for you, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to highlight that I may have missed during our interview that you think would be important for people to be aware of.
I think if I had one wish or a magic wand, it would be that the general perception of trades and vocational training would shift a little bit. I think we can see it in the government. Minister Drainville has decided to put forth, I think it's $81 million over the next 5 years into professional training. It's a hard time to get people, as people can sort of get a job anywhere these days with the lack of personnel, but it's really important to get in and get the proper training. And when you're here, so many things are open to you. So stop by, drop in, give us a call. We're so happy to help in French or in English, bilingually, and we're just very open to coming in. The government will go ahead and sponsor you as well in many of our programs. You can get paid day one that you start studying either through Emploi Québec or ATE, which is an alternance travail étude, so like a work study program. There's lots of options for anyone who's interested.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Lisa. I really appreciate your time.
My absolute pleasure.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.